Okay, next up is Togetree's character, Bobby, who is, she describes that he's new, so he studies school and stuff, but he's not super intelligent. It's Bobby the dinosaur, who's new. Project 819, he's new. Who's doing the character for this one first? It's going to be Sonic Mega. Take it away, Sonic Mega.
Hey, Professor, you're not gonna tell anyone I hated Ralph, right? I mean, he was just a dog. It was just an accident. Besides, if they put me away, who will keep you entertained at night when all the interns have passed out? I don't think the fat one likes me so good. The other ones seem to. The black kid likes me. The slanty-eyed one likes me. The honky likes me. But the fat one just took one look at me and made a pee-pee in his pants. Why does the fat one not like me? Hey, honky, you look really good today. Real sweet.
Molly Fool, you're up next.
Hey, Professor. You're not gonna tell anyone I hated Ralph, right? I mean, he was just a dog, and it was just an accident. Besides, if they put me away, who will keep you entertained at night when all the interns have passed out? I don't think the fat one likes me so good. The other ones seem to. The black kid likes me. The slanty-eyed one likes me. The honky likes me. But the fat one just took one look at me and made a pee-pee in his pants. Why does the fat one not like me? Hey, honky, you look really good today. Real sweet.
Next up is Sam Haft.
Hey, Professor, you're not going to tell anyone I hated Ralph, right? I mean, he was just a dog and it was just an accident. Besides, if they put me away, who will keep you entertained at night when all the interns have passed out? I don't think the fat one likes me so good. The other ones seem to. The black kid likes me. The slanty-eyed one likes me. The honky likes me. But the fat one just took one look at me and made a pee-pee in his pants. Why does the fat one not like me? Hey, honky, you look really good today. Real sweet.
Rye Guy is up next.
Hey, Professor, you're not gonna tell anyone I hated Ralph, right? I mean, he was just a dog and it was just an accident. Besides, if they put me away, who'll keep you entertained at night when all the interns have passed out? I don't think the fat one likes me so good. The other ones seem to. The black kid likes me. The slanty-eyed one likes me. The honky likes me. But the fat one just took one look at me and made a pee-pee in his pants. Why does the fat one not like me? Hey, honky, you look really good today. Real sweet.
Russ is up next.
Hey, Professor, you're not gonna tell anyone I hated Ralph, right? I mean, he was just a dog and it was just an accident. Besides, if they put me away, who will keep you entertained at night when all the interns have passed out? I don't think the fat one likes me so good. The other ones seem to. The black kid likes me. The slanty-eyed one likes me. The honky likes me. But the fat one just took one look at me and made a pee-pee in his pants. Why does the fat one not like me? Hey, hunky, you look really good today. Real sweet.
All right, next up is Dark Wolf.
Hey, Professor, you're not going to tell anyone I hated Ralph, right? I mean, he was just a dog and it was just an accident. Besides, if they put me away, who will keep you entertained at night when all the interns have passed out? I don't think the fat one likes me so good. The other ones seem to. The black kid likes me. The slanty-eyed one likes me. The honky likes me. But the fat one just took one look at me and made a pee-pee in his pants. Why does the fat one not like me? Hey, honky, you look really good today. Real sweet.
And Actor Man.
Hey, Professor. You're not gonna tell anyone I hated Ralph, right? I mean, he was just a dog, and it was just an accident. Besides, if they pull me away, who'll keep you entertained at night when all the interns have passed out? Well, I don't think the fat one likes me so good. The other ones seem to. The black kid likes me. The slanty-eyed one likes me. The honky likes me. But the fat one just took one look at me and made a pee-pee in his pants. Why does the fat one not like me? Hey, honky! You look really good today! Real sweet!
Alright. Mega, I thought your voice and acting in this was hilarious.
I thought you were really funny. Like, hey, honky was my favorite part, but I wanted you to be more endearing. Because I don't know. I think the character's cute.
Motley Fooley was okay for me. I didn't have really a feeling one way or the other on it.
I kind of like it. Yeah. Sam, I thought this was adorable. He sounded like the son on American Dad. But, like, he was just so cute. And that's kind of, like, the original idea I had for him.
He sounded so innocent and likable. I liked your take on this character as well.
Yeah.
Right, guy. He sounded so constipated. I kind of like the sort of lispy thing you had going on with the character, though.
Uh-huh.
But he sounded, I don't know, I didn't really like the voice.
I kind of liked it, but there was this underpinning of racism that my friend pointed out. Like, that you actually knew you were being racist as opposed to, I don't know, maybe saying the words that you'd heard the people around you say.
What? Maybe the professor must be really racist because he's obviously picking up these words from somewhere.
Right. And so I figure he's probably picking them up from the professor. Yeah. So I don't know that I necessarily liked that he sounded a little more intelligent about that. Russ.
Something about your reading I liked. I liked the lick at the end.
I love the lick at the end. And I love how you said the pee-pee in his pants line. And I kind of liked that you got creepier on that last part, because the idea I had was that he was going to, you know, eventually eat everybody on the station. And then Dark Wolf.
Dark Wolf, Droopy Dog for the win.
I didn't like the Droopy Dog. Seriously,
I liked yours probably the best, but I don't have final say on this one. But I love this voice. This is probably my favorite.
It doesn't work for me for this particular character, because, I don't know, I never really liked Droopy. It was hard to understand, too. You were kind of sweet, though. And then Actor Man, sounded...
Go ahead, sorry.
Okay. You sounded kind of like Spinner from Death to Smoochie, and I personally think that, like, if you're gonna have a stupid character, you gotta make him as lovable as Spinner, because I love Spinner. He's just so cool.
Here's the thing about you, Actor Man, is some guys on the show, they do voices, but you can still tell it's them. But yours are so good, like, you can't even tell that's you.
Yeah, like, major props, because you've done so many different voices so far, and you've gotten so many points because of it.
I'm not even, like, taking that. Like, I'm not judging anybody if they repeat voices, because I'm just judging what's best.
Yeah.
But yours, they don't ever sound like you. This reading for me was maybe a little bit too slow, but we'll see what happens. Trick or Treat, who would get cast?
All right. If this was a real production, I would cast Sam Haft as Bobby.
Sam Haft. If Sam got killed in a horrible bus fire?
If Sam got killed in a horrible bus fire, then Actor Man would get the part.
And what if Actor Man was mauled by lions and could not perform his duties?
Well, then we'd have to make do with Russ.
We'd have to make do with Russ and his licking.
Yes.
Good job, Russ. Good job, all three of you. Moving on. All right, moving on to the female characters. This first character is one of the female real people. This is Rosie Valenta. She's like a 93-year-old woman that still goes clubbing and tries to pick up dudes like she thinks she's Paris Hilton. Actor Man, you're up first.
Hi there! I haven't seen you around here before. Why don't you buy me a drink? A Cosmo. What's that thing in your lip? A what now? Speak up a little louder! Labret piercing? Oh, that's hot. Huh? Oh, it must be this lighting. I am 23 years old and not a day over. Do you just always insult random hotties like this when you take them home and see them in proper lighting? Okay, well, you caught me, but I miss it. I miss getting poontang every night with a snap of my fingers. I miss getting catcalled by construction workers every day on my way to work. So please, call me a whore. Call me a dirty girl and let me give you the wildest, most passionate, hardcore sex you've ever had. You'll have to excuse me. I'm a little worn out. I was out until 5 a.m. dancing on the bar at Coyote Ugly last night. They had a snow machine, would you believe it? A snow machine in Miami!
Next up is Dark Wolf.
Hey there! Haven't seen you around here before. Why don't you buy me a drink? A Cosmos. What's that thing in your lower lip? What now? Speak up a little louder. Labor peasant? That's hot. Must be this Latin. I'm 23 years old and not a day over. Do you just always insult random hotties like this when you take them home to see them in proper Latin? Okay, look. You caught me. But I miss it. I miss getting poo tank every night with the snap of my fingers. I miss getting catcalled by construction workers every day on my way to work. So please, call me a whore. Call me a dirty girl. And let me give you the wildest, most passionate hardcore sex you've ever had.
Rag Eyes up next.
Hi there, haven't seen you around here before. Why don't you buy me a drink? A Cosmo. What's that thing in your lip? What now? Speak up a little louder. Labrette Pearson? That's hot. Huh? I must be this Latin. I am 23 years old and not a day over. You just always insult random hotties like this when you take them home and see them in proper Latin. Okay, look, you caught me. But I miss it. I miss getting poontang every night with a snap of my fingers. I miss getting catcalled by construction workers every day on my way to work. So please, call me a whore. Call me a dirty girl and let me give you the wildest, most passionate, hardcore sex you've ever had. You'll have to excuse me. I'm a little worn out. I was out until 5 a.m. dancing on the bar at Coyote Ugly last night. They had a snow machine. Would you believe it? A snow machine in Miami.
Ellie is up next.
Hi there. I haven't seen you around here before. Why don't you buy me a drink? A Cosmo. What's that? That thing in your lip? A what now? Speak a little louder. Labrette piercing, huh? That's hot. Huh? It must be this lighting. I am 23 years old and not a day over. Do you just always insult random hotties like this when you take them home and see them in proper lighting? Okay, look. You caught me. But I miss it. I miss getting poontang every night with a snap of my fingers. I miss getting catcalled by construction workers every day on my way to work. So please, call me a whore. Call me a dirty girl and let me give you the wildest, most passionate, hardcore sex you've ever had. You'll have to excuse me. I'm a little worn out. I was out till 5 a.m. dancing on the bar at Coyote Ugly last night. They had a snow machine, would you believe it? A snow machine! In Miami!
Next up is Melody.
Oh, hi there. I haven't seen you around before. Why don't you buy me a drink? A Cosmo. What's that thing in your lip? A what now? Speak up a little louder. Labrette piercing. Oh, well, that's hot. Huh? It must be this lighting. I am 23 years old and not a day over. Do you just always insult random hotties like this when you take them home and see them in proper lighting? Okay. Look, you caught me. But I miss it. I miss getting poo-tang every night with a snap of my fingers. I miss getting catcalled by construction workers every day on my way to work. So please, call me a whore. Call me a dirty girl and let me give you the wildest, most passionate, hardcore sex you've ever had. Oh, you have to excuse me. I'm a little worn out. I was up until 5 a.m. dancing on the bar at Coyote Ugly last night. They had a snow machine, would you believe it? A snow machine in Miami!
Molly Fuller's up next.
Hi there. I haven't seen you around here before. Why don't you buy me a drink? A Cosmo. What's that thing in your lip? The what now? Speak up a little louder. Labret piercing. That's hot. Huh? It must be the lightning. I am 23 years old and not a day over. Do I just insult random hotties like this when you take them home and see them in proper lightning? Okay, look. You caught me. But I miss it. I miss getting poontang every night with a snap of my fingers. I miss getting catcalled by construction workers every day on my way to work. So please. Call me a whore. Call me a dirty girl and let me give you the wildest, most passionate, hardcore sex you've ever had. You'll have to excuse me. I'm a little worn out. I was out until 5 a.m. dancing at the bar at the Coyote Ugly last night. They had a snow machine. Would you believe it? A snow machine in Miami.
And Sonic Mega, you're up.
Hi there. I haven't seen you around here before. Why don't you buy me a drink? A Cosmo. What's that thing in your lip? A what now? Speak up a little louder. The brain piercing. Oh, that's hot. Huh? It must be this lighting. I'm 23 years old and not a day over. You just always insult random hotties like this when you take them home and see them in proper lighting. Okay, look, you caught me. But I miss it. I miss getting poontang every night with a snap of my fingers. I miss getting catcalled by construction workers every day on my way to work. So please, call me a whore. Call me a dirty girl, and let me give you the wildest, most passionate, hardcore sex you've ever had. You'll have to excuse me. I'm a little worn out. I was out until 5 a.m. dancing in the bar at Coyote Ugly last night. They had a snow machine, would you believe it? A snow machine! In Miami!
Alright, so, before we even start, I wrote the word labret into the script to try to catch people and check if you even sent it in the email that you need to make sure you pronounce words correctly. So,
and then if you're not sure, ask us.
If you didn't pronounce labret correctly, I'm not going to cast you. Let's just get that out of the way. Okay, Actor Man, I don't know about you, Check a Tree, but I was aroused by the Actor Man. I like the, ooh, that's hot. And I like the sense of wonder she had at the snow machine, because that's what I was going for when I wrote it. Check a Tree?
Yeah. I liked a lot of it. I just think you could have had a little more spunk in it. But other than that, I liked your reading, and you said labret, right?
Dark Wolf, I like the denture sound. Something about your reading sounded a little bit too testosterone, though, but there was no third line, so it's disqualified.
Yeah. You sounded kind of like Marge's sisters on The Simpsons.
Right, Guy, I could see this voice coming from her. In the email again, check as you stated, make sure you pronounce things correctly. You pronounced labret wrong. The line about the hottest sex you've ever had was really funny, but you pronounced labret wrong, so I'm not going to cast you.
Yeah, I still not feeling spunk. You were kind of cute on the last line, though.
Ellie, I liked how you started shouting on what's that thing in your lip, but then you mispronounced labret. So basically, yeah. The only legit one as of up to your point was Actor Man. But I did like your characterization.
And I love how you said poontang, and I kind of liked it like the most at that point.
I liked it, too. Medity, what I liked about yours is that you tried to make her sexy.
Yes, I love the sensual quality you had to it. I had, like, life, a point of view, things like that.
But you mispronounced labret.
But you said labret wrong.
Molly Fool mispronounced labret. said lightning instead of lighting. And it makes me feel like you're not thinking about what you're saying. You're just reading the line. Because if you were thinking about it, you wouldn't say lightning.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. That bothers me.
A lot. And then Sonic.
Mega, thank you for pronouncing Libre properly.
Yes. I mostly like the acting on this. There was some things I wasn't so sure on, but, I don't know. I guess the smoker wife sound was getting to me.
So here's...
Nobody was really acting with the smoker wife to me.
Mega, but... I'll be honest, I did not like your voice either, but the fact is, you and Actor are the only two people that pronounced Libre properly or submitted all three lines or didn't say lightning. So, I'm giving you each 3 points.
Yay.
I would cast Actor probably over Mega, but I'm giving you both 3 points because you're the only two legit people that I can cast.
And we have 6 points to divvy up.
Yeah, we have 6 points, so, yeah.
But all
after,
right.
Actor won, Sonic came in second, but I'm giving Sonic 3 points as well. Okay, moving on.